Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron says the country's new coalition will provide strong and stable leadership. The Conservatives will join the Liberal Democrats in Britain's first coalition since World War II. The former Foreign Secretary David Miliband will nominate for the Labour leadership after Gordon Brown's resignation. A man wanted for war crimes in Croatia has been found in New South Wales following a massive search. Dragan Vasiljkovic, is also known as Daniel Snedden, was arrested by the Australian Federal Police. He went missing in March when the High Court ordered he be extradited for trial. A passenger plane has crashed in Libya, killing more than 100 people. Officials say a Dutch child was the sole survivor of the crash. The plane went down as it tried to land at Tripoli Airport, killing 114 people, including more than 60 Dutch passengers. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has reacted angrily to suggestions he's squibbed on climate change. Last night, Mr. Rudd defended his handling of climate policy during a fiery exchange with the 7:30 Report's Kerry O'Brien. Mr. Rudd said he remained committed to climate change despite shelving the emissions trading scheme until 2013. And Australia may have shelved its emissions trading scheme, but the world's largest economy is moving towards establishing its own. US Democratic Senator John Kerry unveiled the bill, which plans to cut emissions by 17% by 2020.